Yom Simen Membos, the end of Siftes. Now, these are the last two lines in the Ramo and Siftes. Let us just say the Loshen of the Ramo, and then let's give a few akdomis to understand the problems which we will have with this Ramo, and perhaps appreciate what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Ramo says as follows, V'toiv loyma b'shachres achre shma Yisrael. That means before we say Kobonis, Ashreinu matoiv chokeinu, manoim gereleinu, shonu mashkimim, v'ayinu b'chol yoyim, pamayim b'chol yoyim, shema Yisrael, v'ashem elokeinu, Hashem echad. So the Ramo says, after we say shema Yisrael, we should say, boruch shem kavod malchusei leilam boi. So that means, let's just say the words, and then we'll try to explain. That means, what do we accomplish by saying, boruch shem kavod? Sometimes it can come out that they'll pass the Zman Krishma. So the Besom, this is a tool from Rabbi Yehuda Choset. Sometimes say Krivet and they say Payet and it seems they don't fly through it, so they can pass the Zman Krishma. And because he said, Boruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eloylam Boed, will now be Yaitzel. That is the two. We'll finish that. That's the Ramo. Now, before we go further, I'd just like to say how the Bach understood Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, and then we'll understand what the problems we have with our Ramo. The Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid said as follows. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid said that Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid said as follows, that sometimes because of the krivet, the piyut, or other reasons, we will fapas the Zman Krishma. So therefore, he says, so when we say, Eizah Chochem Arayis HaNoilud, we might, I remember a Pam Zachayin Aloch Moshiach, and we have a shot that's going to say, Kel Odom with a whole bunch of bumbabums and those, it could also have passed as Man Krishma, of Al Kaponim. So if one sees that there's a possibility that they might have passed as Man Krishma, so the chola covered to the kelodim and the singing by the kelodim and the krivet of a muvish layucha liske mishlei kora pamachas krishma shel shachas krishma shel arvis. I mean, it's very nice, but if a pastor's man krishma. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid says, I have an eitzah. If you have such a fear, so you anach nachiyavim dos, you should say Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kavod, and then the pashtus says, then you'll be Yitzis man, then you'll be Yitzis Krishma with Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kavod. So that was the Eitzah of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. So the Bach says Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. So that means like this, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid did not say every day you should say Baruch Shem Kavod. I'm asking you to talk. Every day, if you don't have any outlook or fear that you might have passed the Zman Krishma, so you shouldn't say Baruch Shem Kavod. Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid said, but in a day where there is a possibility that he might have passed the Zman Krishma, Rabbi, you should say Baruch Shem Kavod. That's how the Bach learns Pshat. The Turbin said Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, that's how the Bach learns Pshat. The Ramo, now let's learn again the Ramo. The Ramo did not say this. Let us see the Ramo. V'toiv loyme b'shachis achish ma Yisrael bor shen kavoy. You should, it seems you should always say it. It didn't say certain times say it. You should say it. Why? Ki lef omim shayimim krishma l'kreisi. Since there are times when a person might vapas shaloi bizmano v'yaitze b'zeh. So from the Loshon of Ramo, it would seem you should always say it. And that's problematic. But Al Kaponim, we know now this is derived from the Torah, but the Ramah made it he made a generality from the two of the boxes that the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid did not mean to say it every day. He meant to say when there's a fear that you might pass Zman Krishma, then say Baruch Shem Kavod. There's no fear, there's no necessity to say it. And the Rama seems to say, Eftesh, but the Tavleimah B'Shachis, Baruch Shem Kavod. It doesn't say, yeah? But what's the reason? Because sometimes you pass Zman Krishma. So therefore, he said, say it all the time. So, That's Pshat in the Rama, and now we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, which this psak is right from Poshet, the way the Rama puts it down. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. B'shachis, Sifkot Lamed, V'afilu ha-mashkimim ba-boiker ha-shkeim, V'oimrim kriyash ma-koydim ha-mod ha-shachem. So the whole reasoning of the Rama that you say Bor Shem Kavoid, the whole Cheshbon is with a Cheshbon, because sometimes if I pass the Man Christmas, it'll be Yitzhak now. If a person wakes up before Alois HaShachar, so this reasoning doesn't apply. If it will say Bor Shem Kavoid, he still won't be Yitzhak because it's before the Man Christmas. So he says, "V'afilu amashkimim ba'boika hashkeim ba'imrim krishma koydem amod hashachar v'sham bevadei niyoit v'zeidei krishma av ha'pikin noigim l'saim achav boruch shem." So it says in the Siddur already you say boruch shem kavoit, so we say it. We don't, even though the reasoning for the saying the Ramoni said because he might have passed this man Krishna, but if he learned this before Leis HaShachar, the reasoning doesn't apply. We say it. Shishkefel. Okay. But Avo Mashem Rim Kaidim Yishtabach B'Seros L'Kosum Leim Shema Yisrael. They also say Shema Yisrael. Ein Leim Machav Baruch Shem Kaid Machusar Rabot. There's no reason whatsoever. So the Pashtus is that means the Ramo held there's a reason to say Baruch Shem Kavoid in the morning when the person davens after Lois HaShachar, and there's times he might forget. So there is a cheshbon. So we say Baruch Shem Kavoid, but the Shema Yisrael before Yishtabach we don't say. Kila for Omer. Now the Mishnah Berurah is going to start explaining the Rama, which we mentioned the Rama's Merdek Mechudishtek. Why she say every day? Kila for Omer. Sometimes the tzibur is they say Krishma la'achas man Krishma. L'chein yaimru b'chol pam Baruch Shem Kavod Me'achusa lo ilambot. So since there are times when the tzibur, so you say it all the time. So what do I accomplish by saying it all the time? The Beloy Baruch Shem Kavod Me'achusa Avod L'Nira Krishma Rak Kisipur Dvorim. That means you don't say Baruch Shem Kavod. I'm saying Ashrein Matev Chokeinu Pamayim Be'avo Shema Yisrael. So we're just saying a story. What we do is Echad Say Shema Yisrael, but it doesn't show that we have an intent to be Mekai Mitzvah Krishma. So if it's a Sipur Dvorim, so we won't be Yitzah. Yeah. Ah. Yeah. Okay. So far so good. So Mamela, he says that that's pshat in the Rama. But now before we go further, let us realize, besides the frumkeit of the Rama, that means the Rama said more than Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. The Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, the Bachsas said it only in certain occasions. When he was afraid of his misman Krishma, the Rama said, you should always say it, since l'fomik. But besides the frumkeit of the Rama said, Ashrek l'chazach. What shrek l'ch? Because Chazal were misakin, the Krishma should be said b'birchas Krishma. That's the proper way a Krishma has to be said. It should be said with birchas Krishma. That is the proper way how Krishna should be said. So what did I do? No. I'm going to say now Krishma. So the Krishma Daraisa I'm going to say before Kabbalah. So what did I accomplish? That when I say Krishma, when I say the Birchus Krishma, so the Krishma Daraisa was Yotze already before, and I'm only saying a Krishma Darabona. Which is a Shrekel Chazach. Why should you do such a thing? The oifen, how Krishma should be said, it should be said with the Birchus Krishma. So why did Yechapalai say Krishma before without a legitimate reason? That's a big problem. That is a big problem. Fine. So let me just perhaps deviate 2 minutes. Let us just say we have this problem every Leil Shabbos. Every Leil Shabbos we have the problem also. The it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch when a person davens Ma'ariv. So he says in Shemoneh Esreh, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos. So others say he shaits in the mitzvah of Kiddush. Midrash you don't need alakos. He yaits in the mitzvah kiddush. Right? He yaits the kiddush already. So when he comes home, he's going to kiddush al yain, so the kiddush will be at the rabban and the kiddush. He yaits the kiddush at the rabban. No, with the rabban even make kiddush al yain. There's another, even though you yaits the kiddush, the guy says he has to make kiddush with the rabban. Baal koponim, but what did he accomplish? He accomplished that the rise of the Kiddush, which is the Chayu Alayayin, no, that he said, it's been Esther. So Mamela saw Asach from Yidin, the Chsam Sofer Dachsma says, listen, Tainis Azari Bechochem, when you say, Baruch Ata Hashem, Bekadosh, Shabbos, and Shemin Esri, think, I don't want to be Yitz HaKiddush. No, I don't want Yitz HaKiddush. Kavaldik, I wasn't Yitz HaKiddush. I come home, I make a Kiddush. The Yaraisa, Alakois, and others say, you don't have to think it, it's understood, and the Malamenshi, he wants to say the Kiddush properly. So Al Kaponim, there is Zicha in the Indian, if Chazal were Misakin, how the Krishma should be said, how the Kiddush should be said, it should be done properly. I mean, yeah, I'm Yotze with the Baruch Shem HaKadosh HaShabbos. I'm Yotze with Shema Yisroel right before Kabbonis. Baruch Shem, I'm Yotze, but please, it should have been said properly. And if you're saying it, and we don't even have a legitimate reason over here, so Mamela, so you say it. So this is a Shrek. So now the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain the Ramah. Abiyuda Achosid the Bach said Pshat. He didn't say such a thing. He said in certain cases you should say Shema Yisrael. If you're afraid, you might not be Yotze. But the Ramah seems to say all the time you say it. So this is a Shrek. Why should you do this now? Yeah. Ach. So now the Mishnah Berurah is saying Pshat in the Ramah. Ach Yechaven Shaloi Lotzeis. He should be mechaven not to be yotze. Oh, so now he just said he said a mouthful in the Ramah. He should be mechaven not to be yotze. Yeah. Ella, so what did he accomplish? Oh, so now we accomplish gevaldik. We accomplish if I is mechaven not to be yotze. So then, when he says so he wasn't yotze yet. So when he says Krishma. With the brachas, he's mekayim the krishma de yaraisa, with the birchas krishma. So that problem, which we had mentioned 2 minutes ago, which is the Ramah, is very problematic. So the Mishnah Berurah took care of this. No. There's something missing in the Ramah. You have to be mechava not to be yaitse. So be mechava not to be yaitse. So you weren't yaitse krishma. So you weren't yaitse krishma. So then, so, Elohim came. But in a case like the case of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, where there is a serious fear that the tzibur might pass as man krishma, then you should be mechamen. Now we're playing with fire. That means they might pass man krishma, and I'll be and if I won't say now krishma. The first pasuk with Baruch Shem Kavod, I won't. I lost Krishma. Move Shol Yilchel Iskim. If there's a sincere fear, then you should be mechaven. So about the what? Yeah. That Krishma. Yeah. So the Gemara says you should say Baruch Shem Kavoid in order to be Mekayem Mitzvahs Krishma, but he says you should Mechamen not to be Yaitzer. But then he says, but if there's a fear, then you should Mechamen to be Yaitzer. Avol Kshaloy Avol, but again, now he's going back to the Gemara, but if I know Klo, that there's no problem, the Oyem is the Mechamen Krishma, Mutev Lotze Shidei Kriya Shema Natsibo, so then you should not be Yaitzer now, you'll be Yaitzer later. Shebetziba Yikra Kol Nashloy Shepalshis Bichasekim Oshetikna Chazal Lechatchila. Now you're learning Krishna properly, the way it should be learned, with the brochet. Obimokim Sheyor, so he's saying, so that's why I'm telling you, in a normal day, which he is sure that Ozicha makes his man Krishna, so you say Shema Yisrael and Bor Shem Kaboy, you're mechavin not to be Yaitzer. But in the case where there is a fear, could be, I don't know, that it's tight, and who knows if the chazan knows when there's my Christmas and say, Kelod and the COVID. Then there's a real fear. So then, Yechavin, Liboy, Kedin, Krishma, then you should be Mechavin. If Yechavin, lots of the mitzvah said the Krishma, the mitzvah the Raisa, Kaimlom, Besimin, and in such a case, you should take a bimachavim. The Yeshayimrim, now in such a case, again, we don't have a Ramah about such a case. The Ramah is talking about every day. So every day said, you know what you do? Bimachavim not to be Yaitzah. But in the case, now a case that there's a fear you might fapas man Krishma. Is the Yeshayimim in such a case, she could call a Pasha the Shayna, then let's be clear. That means that if you might for Pasha on Christmas, it comes out the first Pasha, you want the Yaitza, others hold the first Pasha, those are the Raisa. So he should say the first Pasha, so because he might for Pasha on Christmas. The Yaitza type in such a case would be better shows he could call a Shloisha Pasha. If you're afraid you'll miss man Krishma, so you say all three parshis. B'chaye yodom b'chlal ches din zayin hiskim l'apri chodesh. Fine. So we have our Mishnah Berurah that put the pieces of the puzzle together, that the Ramah is telling us you should say all the time. That's the mashmois of the Ramah. And so he says, if you're doing like the Ramah, so make sure to be mechav not to be yaitzeh. But then he said, but in the case with the Ramah is not speaking about, he's been in a case where there's a fear you might have passed on Krishna, then you should be mechavim to be yaitzin, and preferably say the first parsha, and not best to say all three parshas. That's how the Mishnah Berurah says pshat. Now, Kan Shoyel Aben, the way the Mishnah Berurah learns pshat in the Ramah, let's learn again the Ramah. Look to the Ramah. B'tayv loyme b'shachis achish ma Yisrael bor shem kavoid machusam avod. Why? Ki lefomim shem im krish shma lekroisa shaloi bezmano. B'yayt say boze. So the Ramah says, why should I say it? Not because I have a fear to it. Lefomim sometimes. So therefore, you should say every day. They didn't want to make it. After know the calendar, there's money. Since sometimes you want the Yaitzeh, so you should say it every day. The Yaitzeh was that. You'll be Yaitzeh with this. Please. The Mishnah Berurah says, no. According to the Ramah, you may have not to be Yaitzeh. So what's that? The Yaitzeh was that. So it's a pachad. It's a pachad mayra. So the Emerson, the Shari Tshuva says pshat. So the Shari Tshuva says pshat as follows. So what did you accomplish? What did you accomplish? He says like this. There's a day that holds mitzvahs and triches kavona. There's such a day. We don't pass him like that. But I'll kapon him to such a day. After such a day. So I'm a mailer. That was the Gemara. The Gemara says, listen, between you and me, today there's nothing but to worry about. But I'll tell you like this. Be mechavan not to be yaitzeh. Because sometimes it might be negaya. No, if I'm a chavan not to be yaitzeh, so what do I accomplish when there'll be sometimes negaya? Well, if it be sometimes, there's a shita that holds the yaitzeh for on kavone. There's a shita that holds the yaitzeh on kavone. So, my mailer, So for that, sometimes after 120 years, when I come up Lamaila and say, no, so I say, no, hey, listen, I'll bring that sheet that holds mitzvahs, aloha, mitzvahs, and kriches kavone. Don't say I didn't learn Krishna. I learned Krishna, I was just according to him. That's how the Shari Tshuva learns Pshat in the Ramo. So now we know Pshat in the Ramo, the Bach. So, we'll talk about that later. You're going to learn this Mishnah Berurah, you're going to learn the Beraloche, and you won't see such a thing. You learn Agos Rabbi Kevei, you see such a thing. About Kapon and the Bach, we're not up to it now. We'll talk that now is a very good thing, but we're not up to it yet. Okay. Yeah, sure. There's other people. The Goyim didn't say Shema Yisrael. The Goyim said, that's what the Goyim said. That's what the Ra'or said. They didn't even say Shema Yisrael. They didn't say period. Fine. In the Siddur, it matters which Siddur you have. But the Goyim said in his Siddur, yeah. That's Ashreinu, finished. Don't say Shema Yisrael. Oh yeah, it's going to be Yaitse, you'll be Yaitse with the Shema Yisrael. What? Also, I'd like to mention one Ha'oret. It's Pilei Ployim here, but I just like to say it's a Ha'oret. The Mogen Avraham brings down, the Magen Avraham brings down the Bach. Magen Avraham brings down that it's not like the Ramah, but the Magen Avraham brings down the Bach. So he says that if he thinks he'll be Yoitze with the Krishma Bismanoi, he shouldn't be Mechavan to be Yoitze. He shouldn't be Mechavan to be Yoitze. If he's afraid he might not be Yoitze, he should be Mechavan to be Yoitze. So that means the Magen Avraham, that's what the Bach says, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. That means this din was not an everyday din. It's a din if a person, his dominion is light and he's afraid he might not be Yaitse. Then he say this din, then he mechavan to be Yaitse. That we had in Mishnah Berurah also. But a normal day, don't be mechavan to be Yaitse. Don't be mechavan to be Yaitse. Right. So according to this Bach, so then the Shai Tshuv is Meirodik. The Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings the sound also. So I'm not Mechavan to be Yoitze. What did I accomplish? What did you accomplish? That if it'll be a day in you Lein Krishma La'achas Man, so you'll be Yoitze according to the Mandiyoma Mitzvahs and Tzriches Kavon. I wasn't Mechavan to be Yoitze, but there's a day that holds Mitzvahs and Tzriches Kavon. So is Yoitze. So then we understand the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a lotion of the Prima Godem, which is not like the Magen Avraham. Yechavin Shaloi Lotzeis. Now there's a big difference between these two. Shaloi Yechavin Lotzeis means I don't have Kabona to be Yotzeis. It's Mitzvah Shriches Kabona. If they think the reason I'm saying this is because I want to be Yotzeis. If I don't have this Kabona, so you're not Yaitz of Mitzvah Tzriches Kavone. If you are Mitzvah Saint Tzriches Kavone, yeah, Yaitz. So okay, then we understand the flow of everything. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the lotion of the Prima Godim. The Prima Godim has not, he shouldn't be Mechavan to be Yaitz. He should be Mechavan not to be Yaitz. And L'chayre, if you're Mechavan not to be Yaitz, you're not Yaitz, period. So then we have a problem. So what did he accomplish? A mechavan not to be yaitze, and that's a problem. That's a problem. Now, that's the Mishnah Berurah brought down the lotion of the Prima Godin, but let's look in the second Biraloche, the second Biraloche on the summit. The yaitze bozeh, zok the Biraloche, I am the Mishnah Berurah shekasavnu deloy yechavnu lotzeis. Very interesting. Here he says in the Mishnah Berurah he wrote the second Biraloche, v'yoytze bezeh, and Mishnah Berurah wrote deloy yechavnu lotzeis. It shouldn't be mechavnu to be yoytze. That's like the Magen Avraham, so that's very good. And our Mishnah Berurah he brought on the Prima Godim, yechavnu sheloy lotzeis. Okay. That's Malkaponim. If according to our Gilse, Lachayra, we have a problem. I mean, if he's mechaven not to be yoytze, lachayra is ichan not yoytze, then we have a problem. What did he accomplish? Unless there is a shita, there's a shita of the ra'ah, and the Afrika Leginim brings this down, that a lot of poskim held like that, that if a person does a maisa mitzvah and he says, I don't want to be yoytze, you're still yoytze. If you're a mitzvah, say, tzrichas kavod. So that could be, until we accomplish something. So it'll come out that he'll be yoytze, that we didn't accomplish too much, because the law says that he's yoytze all the time. And so then that's a problem. That's why the law said, v'oimrim pamayim b'chol yoyim, Hashem alkein Hashem achot. The law is chaylik on this. The law says you don't have an eitze. By saying this, you're losing your krishma with the brachas. So about kaponim, there's such a shitas ha-law. Could be the minister, those who daven siddur agro. I mean, they say like that. They say shema, they say, could be, I don't know. Now, one more thing. We're holding on this. Let's just mention this. The Zemir de Kibir Halacha, we won't learn in the Beinik, we'll say Ois in Beinik. Now, Al Kaponim is like this. I have a tremendous problem over here, which with Davoini I don't understand. Lalocha we paskem mitzvah srichas kavona. That's what we paskem made in Simon Samach. Lalocha we paskem mitzvah srichas kavona. So I don't understand the bring down the ra'ah. But your mitzvah srichas kavona, I mean, lalocha we paskem like that, so. So lechayre, I mean, if you're not mechavan to be yoytze, yizich and not yoytze. So I don't understand the problem, yizich and not yoytze. Okay, but so lechayre should say it, and lalocha we paskem mitzvah srichas kavona. But let's, I'd just like to say over Abir Halacha. The Abir Halacha says as follows. So now we know the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said, that he said in Mishnah Berurah like this, if it's a normal day and some of you make man krishma, you should be mechavan not to be yaitze. If there's a day that there's a sofik, be mechavan to be yaitze. And then he said, Mishnah Berurah, if you're frum, say the first parsha. If you're more frum, say all three parshas. Fine. Zokt bir aloche. Now, we know there is a machlikis, the Mogen Avraham and the Goyin, the Zman HaKrishma. If you start the Zman Krish, you start Cheshbening from Alois HaShachar, you start Cheshbening from Netzach HaMeh, and the Goyin Zman is around 20, 25 minutes after the Mogen Avraham Zman. Zokte Bir Halacha. He says, what should a person do if Ulzicha makes the Goyin Zman, but he's Mesupik, but maybe he won't make the Mogen Avraham Zman. So what should he do? What should he do? I mean, Zok the Bir Halacha, you know what? He should be mechaven to be Yitzchak. So he makes a cheshbon. He says, no, according to the Mogen Avraham, Zichah did a very good thing. He's Yitzchak according to the Mogen Avraham, but this he won't be Yitzchak. Now, if according to the Goyin, so this problem is Yitzchak Krishma without Bichas Krishma, by Yosef holds others were not concerned about this problem. So no, as they also won't be concerned. So the Bir Halacha says, so if you're Sipik, you'll make this man Krishma of the Mogen Avraham, you'll zichah make this man Krishma of the Goyin, he says you should be Mechaven to be Yitzchak, and you're Yitzchak according to Mogen Avraham. And then, from according to the Goyin, the Shita said, hold Yaitza with Krishma before. This is what the Bir Halacha said. Now, this is a Rabbi Keveger, and I go as Rabbi Keveger on this simon. Rabbi Keveger says, if a person is Mesupik, if he'll make this man Krishma, if he won't make this man Krishma, he should make a Tanai. What is the Tanai? She said like this, if I won't make this man Krishma later, I want to be Yaitza now. If I will make this man Krishma later, I don't want to be Yitzhana. As I said, Rabbi Keveger, and he brings a chaya, you do such things, from Simen Tov Peites. Simon Tov Kaites is brought down Hilchus Sfiras Ha'ida. It's brought down like this, that Me'ika Adin Sfira de Rabbonam, you could tell Sfira Ben Hashmoshes. Sofik Yom, Sofik La, no, Sofik de Rabbonam Lekula, can tell Ben Hashmoshes. Afu Me'id shouldn't tell Ben Hashmoshes, should tell Tzaysa Kechot. State in Shulchan Aruch, what if it's a Yid is davening by a minion? They're not self-form, they tell Sfira Ben Hashmoshes. So what should he do? So it's a Mavua as follows. So you'll say he should be from, he won't tell now. I want to tell Tzaysakachov, I got news for you. When he comes home, he can forget all about Tzvira Soyman, he won't tell it in Gansan. So his from kite was that he passed Tzvira Soyman. That could very readily happen. And now what should he do? He should tell now Tzvira Soyman. The Tzvira Soyman, Ben Hashmosh, Zogs the Mechava, he makes it tonight. And the Tanai is as follows. If I'll remember later to tell Sfira, I don't want to be Yotze now. If I won't remember later to tell Sfira, then I will be Yotze now. To make that Tanai. So for Kel, a person is in a predicament and he doesn't know what's going to be later. So it matters like this. If he forgot later to tell Sfira, it doesn't make a brocha now. And a bracha later depends if he reminded himself later. So then he made a tnai that if I remember later, I didn't want to be yaitza now. So he wasn't yaitza now. So he makes the bracha later. And if he forgets later, so he was yaitza now without a bracha. That's as I state in Shulchan Aruch Simon Tov Peites. Same thing over here. That if you're misopik, if you can make Sman Krishma, not Sman Krishma, make a tnai. That's Meiravik. It means if I'll remember, if I'll make it later, so I'm a chavan not to be yaitza now. If I won't make it later, so I'm a chavan to be yaitza now. Fine. That's Rabbi Kevege. The Mishneh Brura ignored this Rabbi Kevege. He didn't bring it out. Pillei ploye. So it could very well be, why didn't he bring it out? Because this Rabbi Kevege, the achoinim eskamir the kekashanim, the chazainish, the marsham, Rabbi Kevege went into a big blotter. We have a klal that this a shaila, we say yesh breira or ei breira. Now let's just go into this for 1 minute. If a person does something now, let's talk about a case as follows. Arei at megareshes im omus michailize. A person is sick. He doesn't know if this sickness is deathly or not deathly. Now he has a cheshman. If he'll get gesund, he doesn't want to give her a get. If he won't get gesund, he wants to give her a get, she shouldn't fall asleep. But he doesn't know what's going to be. So he says, Arei at megoreshes, I'm giving you a get. The get is chal now. Im omus mechayli zev. If he's going to die from this chayli, so he should be a get from now. If he won't die from this chayli, she shouldn't be a get. So the Gemara says, this is Tali in Breire. And let us explain for 1 minute. That means like this. Let's give this person a questionnaire. Do you want to get her now, yes or no? He says, I don't know. You don't know. But you have to have a Rotzen HaGerishin. So he says, we'll find that later. Whatever happens later, retroactively, we will know what I wanted now. Now I don't know. Should I give a get? Shouldn't I give it a get? But I'm saying later, when it'll become this barer of almost Michaelisa, if not almost Michaelisa, so then it should work retroactively. That's the slog of the Mandoma Yesh Breira. If you hold Yesh Breira, that means it's a Murdike Chiddish. I can make a Chalois. Now I don't know, do I want to make, don't I want to make? And the Rotzen Abgerishin will be Nizbarer Ba'osit. And that works. If you hold Yesh Breira. If you hold Ein Breira, it doesn't work. You can't make a chalish. What's going to happen? Now, you want to give a get? Don't you want to give a get? So now that's right. La halacha we paskin Ein Breira. Halacha we paskin Ein Breira. B'deraise. By the Rabbonon we paskin Yesh Breira. By the Rabbonon we paskin Yesh Breira. So Memele, so the Marsham and the Chazanish asked, an der Rebbe Kivege, wo der Reihe von Sphiris leit, glaube ich. Sphiris leit mir so der Rabbonon. So bei der Rabbonon, wie Paskin, jesch Breire. So nee, ich kemek so tschetna. He was speaking about the Reises, it's the Reises. Mit so Sphiris Kavona, do you have Kavona? We'll find out later, if I have Kavona or not. Bei der Reise, wie Paskin, ein Breire. So on Kaponim, that could very well be, That was Pshat and Bir Halacha. So the Bir Halacha couldn't go with Rabbi Kivege. With Rabbi Kivege, it's schwer, this comparison to Sphira Soima. So that's why the Bir Halacha had to go with different Cheshbainis. Could be. This Barah will become clarified. And possibly, Bir Halacha is a clarification. Could I say the also the future clarify what I want to know? Clarify would be a better word, actually. As clarification. About Kaponim just end off with Akashia. But in the case of the Mishnah Berurah, that means like this. I don't know if I'm making the Mogna Avraham's man. The Goyim's man, I'll see, So you should make such a type, Rabbeinu Shlomo, if the loch is like the Mogen Avraham, I want to be Yetzer now. The loch is like the Goyin, I don't want to be Yetzer now. That's a very nice tonight. This tonight is not totally in the Asidus. Rabbeinu Shlomo knows how we pass it. I don't know how we pass it. So this tonight is a good tonight, and you should make this tonight. And he accomplishes with this tonight, if the loch is like the Goyin, I don't want to be Yetzer now. So Bekitzer, he's saying Krishma with the Birchus Krishma. Let's just finish the Mishnah Berurah and the other thing. Shloi b'zman ha'inacha sholei shoyis, sha'ovar z'man krishma, v'dayin li'ovar z'man b'ichas krishma, ad'acha sha'arviz, k'ivar kamam, k'simanun ches, avrim hu yorei, sha'tzibur yavu gam z'man b'ichas krishma, that's ha'shrek, eilu l'hamtin alein klau, ki yavsid al yodam ha'brochis, v'gam ha'zman t'vilish, v'gam k'lich t'vilak k'abri shoyis, elo yikro b'zman b'chisev yispalu b'yichidis. If they're going to have a pass, This man birchas krishma yudavim b'yichidus. V'yayt b'zeh, I'm a dogum avova ben chedushi rabbi kevege shekosu v'bachoy lo yechavim lotzeis elim kenin yichtzulim mikoydim v'chalokei krishma b'loy tzulim kilo meyich eid yishekir ba'atzmoy v'poshad imi yevshulil niyichtzulim atamei zinyin ayim damach mazeh ha-mitzvus hesed ha-krishma ki tzulim krishma is the mitzvus name v'amach mazeh ha-fes v'loy surilek Maka Krishma Rat Bemeis Vukshe says the Oinis Mashkosa Balabush. Fine. So Mamela, so here the Mishnah Berurah speaks about that there's a no problem. You're learning Krishma Balay Tfilin. So he says, if you don't have, you don't have. You learn Krishma. Fine. Now, this is a pillar. This Dogel Mavova is going on Amogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham says if a person is afraid he won't blame Krishma, this manna, so he should say the first parsha. So the Dogma Vava, you're saying the first parsha, so you think South Boy say you're there and you're not wearing tefillin. Make sure to put on tefillin. The Dogma Vava, and he brings us from the Dogma Vava, so the Dogma, I'm the Dogma Vava, the Dogma Vava is going on the Ramah that says when he thinks he won't make this man Krishma, So he should put on tefillin. That's because he says the first parsha. The Mishnah Berurah v'yotzei b'zeh is going on the Ramah. The Ramah is not. I didn't speak about the first parsha. So he didn't speak about the first parsha. So my chavrus says so. So what does he mean? The Mishnah Berurah is speaking about the Ramah. The Ramah says he's not talking about the first parsha. The Ramah says Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kavod. So if I say Shema Yisrael Baruch Shem Kavod is Amei Dei Deshekir, I spoke about Tzilin. The first parsha is a problem. If I say the first parsha, the Dogel Mavovo is going on a Mogen Avraham that says if you're afraid, we hear this in Mishnah Berurah, if you're afraid, say the first parsha. So now the Dogel Mavovo says, good, you're afraid, say the first parsha. But there's a new problem. You should put on Tzilin. But the Mishnah Berurah that doesn't speak about this, he goes on to the more. So that's very misleading.
Maybe, because I'm still on before you say that.
one.